Peter Schweizer's Red Handed hits number one on New York Times bestseller list. By Rebecca Mansour on February 2, 2022. Peter Schweizer's blockbuster new book Red Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list, 1 week after its release by HarperCollins. This is the third consecutive New York Times number one bestseller for Schweizer, following his 2020 book Profiles in Corruption and 2019 Secret Empires. Red Handed has also premiered at number one on USA Today's bestseller list and has topped the charts at Amazon. Schweizer, whose past books have sparked an FBI investigation and exposed congressional insider trading that spearheaded groundbreaking legislation, has called the revelations in Red Handed the scariest of his quarter-century career investigating corruption. As the book's subtitle states, Red Handed exposes the vast complicity of elites, from politicians to diplomats to business, tech, and entertainment tycoons, who have enriched themselves by advancing the interests of China's communist regime. Schweizer, who is the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a Breitbart News senior contributor, spent over a year conducting the research for Red Handed with his team of forensic investigators at GAI, combing through a trove of financial and corporate records. The book contains 1,093 endnotes and 81 pages of source material with no off-the-record sources, making it easier for federal law enforcement and U.S. intelligence services to track down the book's bombshell revelations. Indeed, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, have already called for Attorney General Merrick Garland to appoint a special counsel to investigate the revelations in Red Handed concerning President Joe Biden's family members' business dealings with individuals with direct ties to the highest levels of China's spy apparatus. The New York Post's editorial board echoed these calls with an op-ed on Wednesday headlined, "Appoint a Special Counsel on Hunter Biden, Now." Breitbart's coverage of Red Handed's revelations include how the Biden family scored some $31 million from five deals in China, all with individuals with direct ties to the highest levels of China's intelligence apparatus. How a Chinese global energy company linked to a Chinese intelligence operation sent close to $6 million to Hunter Biden in 2017. How American elites, including the Silicon Valley masters of the universe, purposefully aid the communist regime of China. How donations from communist China to the University of Pennsylvania almost tripled after the university established a Biden Center in 2017 and gave former Vice President Joe Biden a professorship. How Hunter Biden planned to share his family's office space in Washington, D.C., with a Chinese intelligence-linked firm that employed a man Hunter described as the F-King spy chief of China. How Hunter Biden's business deals were helpful to the Belt and Road Initiative, which is China's colonialist scheme for buying influence across the Third World and luring poor nations into taking loans from Chinese banks they can never repay. How 23 former U.S. senators and congressmen, most of whom are Republican, have lobbied for Chinese military or intelligence-linked companies after leaving office. How members of the Bush family cashed in on friendship with the Chinese official involved in the Tiananmen Square massacre. How the husband of Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, who chaired the Senate Intelligence Committee, was the part owner of a Chinese firm that allegedly sold computers with spyware chips to the U.S. military. How House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, softened her previous criticism of the Chinese Communist Party as her husband and son scored big business deals in China. How Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has followed in his father Pierre's footsteps both in assuming high office and in using it to further the interests of the Chinese Communist Party. Schweizer's track record investigating both Republicans and Democrats is well established, winning him a unique mix of bipartisan praise for his investigative work from both the left and the right. After the release of Schweizer's best-selling Clinton Cash, liberal columnist Eleanor Clift called Schweizer an equal opportunity investigator, snaring Republicans as well as Democrats. Clift added, "It's a mistake for the Clinton campaign to write off conservative author Peter Schweizer as a right-wing hack. It won't work, and it's not true." Similarly, Harvard Law School professor Lawrence Lessig wrote that on any fair reading, the pattern of behavior that Schweizer has charged is corruption. Schweitzer is also the author of Throw Them All Out, which, according to left-leaning Slate, was the book that started the Stock Act stampede. The bipartisan Stock Act, stopped trading on congressional knowledge, banned insider trading by members of Congress and was signed into law by President Barack Obama on April 4, 2012. The legislation received overwhelming support from both parties. One of the main figures featured in Schweitzer's Throw Them All Out, then-chairman of the House Financial Services Committee Spencer Bagehus, RL, announced he would not seek re-election after the book's reporting. CBS's 60 Minutes did an investigative report on Schweitzer's revelations that won them the Joan Shorenstein Barone Award for Excellence in Washington-based journalism.